From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to be the country's next ambassador to the United Nations. The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor, but has no foreign policy experience. Haley did not support Trump during the months-long Republican presidential nominating campaign. Ben Carson, a retired neurosurgeon and a former Republican presidential hopeful, said he has been offered a cabinet position as housing and urban development chief, but it is not clear if he plans to accept. And charter school advocate Bessie DeVos has been chosen for education secretary. Democrat Hillary Clinton has now amassed more than a 2 million vote lead over U.S. President-elect Donald Trump in the popular vote count. The vote count is continuing in some states, including California. No matter how large it ends up being, Clinton's popular vote lead will not change the outcome of the November 8th election. She will become the fifth presidential candidate in U.S. history to win the popular vote but lose the election in the Electoral College. Iraqi-led forces say they have completely surrounded the city of Mosul, effectively cutting off Islamic State forces from supply routes to their main stronghold in Raqqa, Syria. The paramilitary force Hashed al-Shabi says it has linked up with Kurdish forces along the road that runs from Tal Afar to Sinjar, cutting off access to the road that leads to Syria. Pakistan says cross-border gunfire from India Wednesday killed at least 11 civilians in the Neelam Valley of Kashmir. It says three of its soldiers were also killed. The Pakistani military says retaliatory fire by its troops killed at least seven Indian soldiers. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Wednesday expressed displeasure with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's plans to pull the United States out of the planned Trans-Pacific Partnership. While Ms. Merkel didn't mention Trump by name, she said she was not happy about the potential collapse of the trade agreement. President-elect Trump has promised to pull out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership on his first day of office. Australian experts are divided over whether the agreement could survive without the United States. Phil Mercer reports.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the treaty would be meaningless without the U.S. Some analysts in Australia agree, arguing that the TPP is built around a deal between Japan and the United States, and if the US pulls out, the trade pact would collapse. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said earlier this week he was hopeful that Mr. Trump might change his mind and embrace the TPP, or that the deal could survive in a modified form to placate the incoming US president. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
53-year-old Thomas Mayer was found guilty Wednesday of killing British Member of Parliament Joe Cox. Cox was a pro-immigrant, pro-refugee, junior Member of Parliament. She was killed June 16th as she arrived at a library in the town of Birstall to meet with voters. The jury at London's Old Bailey Central Criminal Court took 90 minutes to convict Mayer. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said Wednesday his country's support of the Syrian regime against what he called extremists is necessary for the stability of the region. He told a Portuguese broadcaster his government's priority is to support national armies in places such as Libya, Syria, and Iraq. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is threatening unspecified retaliation if U.S. sanctions against his country are renewed for another 10 years. The warning comes just days after the U.S. House of Representatives voted to renew for 10 years the Iran Sanctions Act, which would have expired at the end of this year. Colombia's government and the country's largest rebel group known as the FARC are set to sign a renegotiated peace agreement Thursday. The revised document will be signed in Bogota by FARC leader Rodrigo Londoño and Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. Four people, including two students, are confirmed dead in the city of Melbourne, Australia, from a rare condition known as thunderstorm asthma. Hundreds more were rushed to the hospitals while suffering from asthma attacks. Many had no history of the disease. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are mixed at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.